You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Hi, I'm Mandira Banerjee, and I'm talking with Sunil Kapila, Chair of the Department of Orthodontics and Pediatric Dentistry at the University of Michigan School of Dentistry. Recently, there's been a lot of coverage in the news about how cone beam computed tomography should be used in dental practices. And Kapila and his colleagues have recently published a review of CBCT, and that's concluded that it should be used only in select cases. Tell me first, what is cone beam computed tomography?
Cone beam CT is a new type of imaging that provides 3D images of the patient's head and neck. It's also unique in the sense that you can get the whole head scanned in one or two revolutions of the unit.
So give me a brief history of cone beam computed tomography, and what are the arguments for and against using it? And also, what is the University of Michigan's position on CBCT?
Cone beam CT has been in the profession for the last decade or so and has really gained quite a bit of popularity and utilization in the profession. Its benefits in certain situations are obvious, in the sense that it provides a lot more information about a patient's head and neck area. There are clinicians who believe that the benefits of scanning all their patients with 3D imaging far outweigh the risks, because they get more information on the patient than would be provided by 2D radiographs. Others advocate a more judicious use of the CBCT scans, because there is little evidence to show that the additional information we get really alters diagnosis and treatment plan in most of our routine cases. In general, at the University of Michigan, and I will speak more specifically about the Department of Orthodontics and Pediatric Dentistry, we really advocate the use of this technology in select cases. And these kind of cases include those patients who have impacted teeth or teeth stuck in the jaws, patients who have craniofacial anomalies like cleft lip and palate, and patients who have substantial facial disharmonies that will require orthognathic surgery or surgery to correct these disharmonies. We advocate that when we scan these patients, that we use the lowest possible field of view and also keep the scan times low so that we expose the patient to the lowest possible radiation.
There is some controversy over the use of these imaging machines. As a patient or as a parent, can you tell me about some of the questions to ask so I can make sure that I'm not getting an unnecessary x-ray for my child or for myself?
You know, first of all, I believe that most of our clinicians are very cognizant of issues regarding radiation and are very judicious in their use. Second, it is important to recognize that there are certainly select cases in which CBCT technology and imaging will provide useful information that we will not get from routine radiographs. Now, having said this, it is very appropriate for parents or patients to inquire from the clinician what additional information he or she will likely obtain from the CBCT scan that they cannot get from routine radiographs or from clinical exam, and if this information will likely alter his or her diagnosis and treatment plan for that particular patient.
What are the differences in the radiation exposures one experiences in a 2D versus a 3D imaging?
You know, the approximate radiation exposure for using all the 2D radiographs that we use, for example, in orthodontics, using current digital technology, is approximately 4 to 18 microsieverts. Now, this is a unit by which we measure radiation. It's a little bit higher when we use a film-based technology, to about 40 or so microsieverts. In contrast, the radiation exposure with cone beam CT technology is approximately 43 to about 206 microsieverts. So you can imagine we are increasing the radiation exposure of our patients when we scan with a cone beam CT scanner. So it's very important to continue to understand that this technology does increase the radiation exposure, and perhaps the best use of this is to do it in those cases that really would benefit from the scans.
Sunil Kapila is also the Brown Endowed Professor. His research focuses on biology of joint degeneration, and he's also interested in the integration of 3D imaging in orthodontic diagnosis and treatment planning.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news. We'll be right back.